T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Niagara County Sheriff Michael Filicetti is joining us this morning. We've been hearing about this change for months now, but the way we make phone calls in the 716 is going to change as of Sunday. Sheriff, thanks for taking the time. What should people know going into this weekend?
Good morning. Well, you're looking at a change coming this Sunday, the 24th. Instead of dialing 7 digits, you'll be dialing 10 in the 716 area code. And really, we've been trying to get the word out on this, because if you don't dial the 716, you'll just get a generic message that your call can't be completed as dialed. So what we didn't want to happen, we put it out for the police agencies in our county. We didn't want you to call us and think that there was something wrong with the phone lines or you're unable to get through. So we wanted to make sure that we continue to put this out there.
Looking at the big questions that people have of this switch, and the one that, you know, is kind of in my mind is which way does it go, right? You know, okay, you hear you have to dial the complete number, but does that apply to people who have a 716 number when they're dialing out, no matter who they dial out, or does that apply to any number, even if it's not a 716 number, if you're dialing a 716 number, if that, you know, makes sense?
It does make sense. So it applies to certain area codes. So if you're dialing in the 716 area codes, if you're trying to call a 716 number, you have to put the 716 on your dialing. It actually affects nationwide 82 area codes and 35 states. So depending where you're at or where you travel, you may have to dial 10 digits in different areas of the country. And this is as a result of a 988 nationwide 3-digit suicide and mental health crisis line that was implemented that'll be going into effect July 16th of 2022. So this is in preparation for that. I hope that clears up your question.
Does a little bit, you know. It's a lot of things to kind of consider. I think a lot of people in their phones recently, you know, with texting so much, you get a number, right, and you have the complete number there, so it's not that much of an issue. But what will happen if, you know, say I have a number in my phone, you know, what? It's probably your family member, right? You know, when you first got it, a phone 15 years ago, you put mom, dad, brother, sister, whoever in there, and you just put their number, no area code or anything like that, because that's how it always worked. If you click their name on your phone to make a call, what would happen as of Sunday?
You will get a message that your call can't be completed as dialed. We've been encouraging people to, and I'm looking through my phone as well, to check your contact list, even your alarm system. If it's like an auto dialer type alarm system, call forward settings, fax machines, anything that you have pre-programmed with numbers, to make sure you have the 716 in there. Or when I say, you know, I want to dial somebody off my contact list, if it's not in there, it's not going to go through.
Okay. Now, in an emergency situation, we all know to dial 911. You can also dial 411, you know, for information. Those don't change, do they?
Those will remain 3-digit. Thank you for bringing that up. If you need emergency assistance, 911 has not changed. 411 has not changed.
This is all making way for a new suicide prevention hotline. What do people need to know about that?
Well, that'll be going into effect, as I mentioned, July 16th of 2022. And they wanted to make it easier for somebody in crisis to dial a quick 3-digit number versus the current 1-800 number that they have. And I'm told there'll be trained counselors and really quick help for those people in need of crisis. I do want to remind people here in Niagara County that we still maintain our Niagara County Crisis Services line, 716-285-3515, for anybody in need. And that is a 24/7 number as well.
I feel like we haven't heard a lot about the three-digit suicide hotline that's coming, but is that probably something that they plan to do in the early part of next year?
The 988 will be July 16th. It goes into effect. And I think as it gets closer, there'll be more, they'll be putting more information out about it so that people realize as it gets closer that they'll be able to access that three-digit number.
All right. And, you know, a good thing to have as well. But 10-digit dialing, something everyone needs to know about. It starts, you know, right now. Are you expecting maybe, I mean, you know, we have it happen to us a lot, right, here at the radio station, you know, a source of information. People like to call us about, you know, whether it's something they heard or just something in their everyday life, right? You know, I go to the store and they didn't have the bread that I like. So, you know, every once in a while someone will call us about it. Are you expecting on Sunday to kind of get these calls that say, hey, listen, I'm trying to dial a phone number here and I can't dial anybody. My phone doesn't work. Are you maybe anticipating a little bit of an uptick in that? I'd imagine you get a lot of calls, you know, kind of similar to what we do.
We may get those calls. I'm anticipating we may. I did receive a couple calls at my office already. And I do want to clarify that this is a national number that's been created. Somebody thought that I had done this just here in Niagara County, and it's not. That's not the case. So, yeah, I'm sure there's people that haven't gotten the message on this yet that may end up calling us worrying that there's something wrong. So, you know, we'll make sure that we provide the correct information so that they know what's going on.
You're right. It's not a local decision at all here, but maybe it's a good time for people to update all the contacts in their phones, right?
Oh, it absolutely is. I, you know, like I said, go through your contact lists, any call forward settings you might have, even your alarm systems, things like that. You know, we're so used to seven-digit dialing here. I've been doing that, you know, my entire life. So this is a change for us. Well, you know, there's going to probably be some hiccups here come Sunday.
Hopefully not too many. Hey, Sheriff, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And it is a great reminder to people, 10-digit dialing, right, begins this upcoming Sunday. You need the area code and everything to dial a phone number. Now, for most people, you're hitting the name, right, on your cell phone.
Yes.
For so many people now, more than you ever have before. However, if you pick up a phone, you find that one payphone that still exists out there, you do something like that, you're going to need the entire phone number to be able to get through.
It's going to be a learning curve, I would think.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.